Libertarians at Sea. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember billionaire Peter Thiel? He founded PayPal. Last May, he gave 20 genius high school students $100,000 each to start up companies rather than go to college. Well, he also supports something called the Seasteading Institute, just upped his contribution to $1.25 million. The idea being to homestead the sea by building cities on floating structures like oil rigs, which would be beyond all national borders and therefore beyond the reach of any other country's laws and taxes. Floating libertarian city-states. Places where Ron Paul could easily be elected president.
The question of whether seasteading is desirable or possible is not even relevant. It is absolutely necessary.
Necessary, Peter Thiel says, because the world's debts will never be paid unless we keep innovating faster and faster. But taxes and regulations, he says, are choking off that innovation. Only by setting up hundreds of independent countries, which will compete for settlers by offering fewer regulations and lower taxes, can you create the freedom we'll need to survive.
You know, the alternative is for all of us to sort of gently go into that good night, which I refuse to do.
There are plans to launch the first floating libertarian business park off the coast of San Francisco next year. It could save the world.
Love.
Or could be like living on a cruise ship.
Exciting and new.
A cruise ship that never docks. Where you're free to do as you like. Just don't cross Captain Steubing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.